How do you get away with committing a felony and not spending a day in jail? Does that make you feel good? It does.
Moments after learning Teresa Bassett, a former state employee who was allegedly one of the architects of the list, would walk out of the courthouse a free woman, Tony Yapias, director of Proyecto Latino de Utah, confronted her as she approached the elevator of the Matheson courthouse.
You're a felon, you know that, right? You're a criminal.
The 59-year-old Bassett appeared grandmotherly in a paisley dress with tendrils of white hair peeking out from the front of her red fedora hat. But Yapias says her actions caused widespread fear amongst Utah Latinos, leading to the angry showdown.
Simply to get a slap on the hand for something that she did, she terrorized our entire community. You know, that's what the state of Utah has done. That's the best that they can do.
Third District Judge Robert Hilder sentenced Bassett, who recently changed her name to London Grace Wellington, for two felony counts of computer crimes. She'll serve 3 years probation and 250 hours of community service in lieu of jail time. Bassett's attorney, Lonnie DeLand, said during the hearing his client believes she is innocent, but accepted a plea bargain from prosecutors. He says she risked her reputation to avoid a harsher outcome.
It was going to cost her more than $100,000 in attorney's fees, run the risk of being convicted of multiple felonies. The deal that was presented, you saw it. That's a pretty good trade-off.
Earlier that morning, 39-year-old Leah Carson pleaded guilty to a Class C misdemeanor. Carson worked with Bassett in the same office, and they had access to the confidential information. Assistant Attorney General Scott Reed said outside the Midvale Justice Court that Carson wasn't directly responsible for releasing the information. As far as criminal conduct, he said there was no lasting injury to any person financially, physically, or otherwise.
The ripple effect or the political effect or the ideological impact of that may be much more profound than the actual criminal conduct, but our charge as prosecutors is to identify, charge, and punish conduct.
But Tony Yapias maintains she got off easy, saying it's interesting how justice works when you're white and when you're Latino.
If it was a white person's name, information, privacy information being released, I know that they'd be lighting up in this courtroom outside if that happened. This is not equal justice, so we're very disappointed.
The list was released last July. It contained the names, addresses, telephone numbers, birth dates, and even pregnancy due dates of 1,300 people who were said to be illegal immigrants who applied for DWS services. The state agency then terminated Bassett and Carson after an investigation. Whether or not the people listed in the document were actually in the country illegally was never confirmed. I'm Whitney Evans, KCPW News.